He's the fiercest dragon in the sky. But right now, he's lying at his mother's feet like it's the old days. One day, Rhaegal and Viserion were fighting over food. Guess who swooped in and stole it without breaking a sweat? Yup, Drogon. Daenerys tried to calm him down, but these kids, they've hit their rebellious phase. Bigger, stronger, and a lot less obedient. But that's nothing compared to the trouble waiting in Meereen. Marching south with the Unsullied and new allies, she saw something that made her blood run cold. Along the road, the bodies of slave children nailed to mileposts. From young Kai to Meereen, 163 of them. Every single one, proof of the cruelty she swore to end. Meereen's walls? Huge. The nobles? Smug as hell, laughing at her army of eunuch soldiers. To mock her, they sent out their best rider. In the crowd, Daario Naharis stepped forward, not just to fight, but to show off for his queen. The horseman charged, hooves thundering. Daario didn't move, didn't even flinch, but he did wink at Daenerys. At the very last second, he flicked a dagger, and boom, one throw. The guy was dead before he hit the ground. Then Daario tossed his belt back at the nobles. Pure mockery. They ordered archers to fire, but their arrows couldn't even reach. That's when Daenerys stepped forward and shouted to the slaves inside the city. These men behind me, they were slaves in Young Kai. Now, they're free. The real enemy is beside you, your masters. They killed your children. They chained your necks. Then the trebuchets started firing, but instead of stones, they hurled piles of broken slave shackles into the city. A silent promise that freedom wasn't just words. That night, Grey Worm led his squad through underground tunnels. Inside, he met a group of hesitant slaves. He handed them weapons and said, "All men must die, but freedom isn't given. You take it." By morning, rebel graffiti covered the walls. A patrolman spotted it. But before he could run, the alleys filled with armed slaves. They cut him down on the spot. And just like that, Meereen fell, without Daenerys losing a single soldier. Standing above the cheering crowd, she remembered those children on the road and gave the order, "Nail the masters to the same kind of posts." From the high walls of Meereen, her dream fell closer than ever.